We do not get a pass or a lesser calling based upon the degree of the intensity of the corruption that's around us. We have the gloriously common calling to holiness. But the question remains, how does that work? How have we been equipped, and is the equipping enough? Well, I want to point out something to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 that shows us that the church's equipping is absolutely sufficient. Listen to what it says in verse 1. It says, Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus and our brother Sosthenes. Paul holds himself up in the very first words of the letter, not only as the one who's writing the letter, but also as an example of someone who is fulfilling the calling that God had placed on him. The church has a calling that they need to fulfill, and they are given specific examples, people, patterns of how that has been done, and Paul is the first example. The text says that Paul was called by the will of God. In other words, if you were to ask Paul what he wanted to be when he grew up, apostle would not have been on his radar. Paul had no desire to be an apostle, a messenger of Jesus Christ. In fact, it was the exact opposite. He desired to be and was good at being a murderer of followers of Jesus. But there came a point in Paul's life when God reached down and said to him, "You now belong to me. You are mine." Paul says in Galatians chapter 1, verse 15, "When he who had set me apart before I was born and who called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles." So did you see that? God had an eternal purpose for Paul. Paul was a Christ hater, a Christian murderer. He called himself in 1 Timothy the chief of sinners. But now here in 1 Corinthians, here he is, an apostle, one of the select few men who were given the responsibility to speak with authority about Christ. God had called him to it, set him apart for it. Paul could have said, but God, you don't remember my context? You don't remember my situation, my surroundings? Don't you remember the setting from which you rescued me? And now you want to send me back into that setting, but in holiness to preach this gospel? God, I'm grateful for you in saving me, but can I just stay in the background and not mess anything up too much? But no, Paul didn't do that. Why? Because he knew his calling, he knew his role, and he was holding himself up as an example of someone whom God was using and working through in a mighty way against all odds. Paul wasn't bragging on himself. He was boasting in God. Later on in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he writes, "For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me." So how does this gloriously common calling work out for the church? How do we know we've been equipped and that the equipping is enough? The first reason is because God has called us to it. But you weren't called to it because of your greatness. His grace is sufficient for the task. Today, when you pray, please pray for Sirpong Yalbang and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Nepalese LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Nepal.